This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Today is actually pro-life day in the legislation.
And there was never any doubt which way members of the House Health and Welfare Committee would vote on bills seeking to further restrict abortions. First up was a bill by committee chair Frank Hoffman prohibiting any state or federal funds going to health care services for exams, contraception, or even pap smears if that provider does abortions.
This will not allow you to have funding for those other things because you do the abortions.
There were objections like this from Angela Atkins of Baton Rouge.
This bill seeks to impose punitive measures on abortion providers for the simple fact that they are offering a legal medical procedure.
That bill imposes financial sanctions, while the next two measures impose criminal penalties. The first, by Representative Rick Edmonds, bans abortions for fetal genetic abnormalities.
Tragically, more than 90% of these pregnancies end in abortion.
The next bill, by Representative Mike Johnson, bans the most common procedure used for second trimester abortions.
What do we want to stand for in this state? Remember, the child is alive.
If these bills become law, violators face up to 2 years in prison. Megan Snyder spoke on behalf of the OBGYN clinic where she works.
We physicians would not be able to provide care for women faced with a difficult and personal decision. Instead, this woman would have to accept a health care decision from a lawmaker such as you, who does not have a medical license.
Representative Larry Bagley was outraged.
You shouldn't be telling us what our job is. My job is to represent my people.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.